Think a minute. One of man's greatest challenges is understanding women. Problem is, by the time a man can read a woman like a book, he needs eyeglasses. Or as one husband said, there are two ways to handle a woman, and nobody knows either of them. So what do women want? How can men understand women better? Well, for one thing, unlike women, men turn off their feelings of romance and affection when they're working. The same is true when he's with the guys or enjoying his hobby. Then, when he's with his wife, he'll give his attention and affection to her. But a woman is different. She needs some type of loving attention more often, and not just when her husband's in the mood for romance. She doesn't turn her romantic feelings on and off like he does. So she feels hurt when her husband doesn't appear to notice her or want to talk and listen to her. For example, it hurts her after they argue, when he just goes on and acts like nothing happened, instead of saying sorry and making peace with her. Much of what a woman does, whether it's cooking, cleaning, making her house a comfortable home, even her job and career, she usually does out of love for her husband and children. So she feels hurt when her husband doesn't seem to appreciate her. He may think she's just being too sensitive and needy for his affection and approval. This is what causes many problems and misunderstandings in marriages. So men, remember that for your wife, physical passionate love is not always the same as romantic affectionate love. Your wife needs and wants your heart. And once you have her heart, you have all of her love and affection too. You know, there would be much happier marriages if husbands tried as hard to keep their wives as they did to get them. So today, with God's help, won't you start trying to better understand and give your wife what she really wants and needs? Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.